Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Hello.
I'm back.
Kevin's back. Niamh has more energy. It's a whole different podcast this week.
It's not the podcast you listened to last week.
When I was recording it, or when I was editing it, I was like, oh my God, I'm actually like, no, do you know what? Okay. When I had recorded the episode right after, I was like, that was actually shit. I was like, that was just so like down. I was like, that's not going to lift anyone up. But then I listened to it back again when I was editing it. And I was like, no, you know what? I was like, this is how I'm feeling. It's very validating.
Yeah.
To then maybe for someone else to hear it and they can just feel like less alone in it. And that's all I wanted. Just one other person to be like, it sucks. And I can feel it, you know, whatever. So it was needed. That was like, you know, we're all about transparency here. And that was literally how been feeling the past week and a half. And I can delve into how I'm now feeling a little bit better later on if we'd like.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to have you back, Kevin. I'm very, very glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
I actually missed it so much.
Oh, yeah. It was just one of those weekends. It's just too busy.
Too busy.
We're both just too busy.
I was so tired.
Really?
Because I just saw so many people in such a short space of time.
I know.
And I was like, give me like 3 hours alone in a dark room.
I know, because I kind of forgot, like along with it being Paddy's, I had a few other plans as well. And I had like completely forgotten about some of them. And I was like, oh, I can't wait now for just like chill weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, no, it is not a chill weekend in the slightest.
Not gonna happen.
At least you guys had Monday off. I didn't have Monday off.
That. I like forgot that just because the bank holiday here doesn't mean it's the same.
I think it should be a worldwide bank holiday for any Irish person.
For Irish,
you should not need to work the 80 ever. Should automatically just be in your contract. If you're Irish, you get
to be
the 18th
off. Like,
and if the 18th is a Saturday or a Sunday, you get the Friday or the Monday off. That's how it should work for all of us out here.
And I think we have another bank holiday.
What's Good Friday? It's Friday.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Easter Monday. That's it.
Easter Monday, yeah. I don't have that off either. Neither of them.
Losers.
Yeah. Well, no, just me. Well, actually, I don't know about the boys, but I'm working American hours and
not Canadian. Yeah,
they close for Easter Sunday, but I don't work Sunday.
Cool, that's actually perfect. So,
yeah. Anyway, chaos, Kevin. What's going on? Have you got us some?
I really feel like I should. I had a desperate night out.
Oh, really?
Desperate.
When?
Thursday. Not last Thursday, the Thursday before.
Right.
We went to Vibe.
Where is Vibe?
The new gay place that isn't Conway's Yard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
With two of my friends. And a horrific.
Kevin was just shaking his head there.
Sorry.
In the like terms of amount you drank.
Yeah. In my head, I had not had that much.
Okay.
Until the next day when I went, but sure, we only had this much. And the two girls went, no, we had much more than that.
Oh, were you very hungover?
Was I what? I was in work, shaking.
Oh no.
Shaking. it was chronic. So thankfully it was with work people. So we were all suffering together the next day.
That does make it a little bit easier.
But
that
I, felt, I felt I'd suffered more than anyone. So then I took like Paddy's weekend off drinking wise, basically. I had one drink on Mom's birthday and one drink on Paddy's day.
Nice. I took a handy Paddy's day as well, though.
And it was actually so fine.
Yeah, you don't need to go mental, really. Like,
no. But I was out all day Paddy's day then. Like, all day. I did not get home till 12. And I was like, I thought I was going to be home for my dinner.
No.
Bed by 9 o'clock. No.
No.
All day long. But it was good crack. Like,
were you in the corner?
I was in the corner, yeah.
You know, I have never been to the corner house.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
I don't think so. Ever. Never for drinking anyway. Maybe in briefly once, but never for drinking. I know.
Oh my God.
I should have gone when I was home.
Is that the only one in Kirkline that you haven't been to?
I'd say so.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Next time, sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's been fairly calm otherwise.
Okay. You've been calm this year.
I've been very calm.
Kevin's lacking on the chaos.
Calm or boring? See?
Nothing wrong with being boring.
No.
Boring is lovely.
No news is good news.
No news is good news.
You have it.
Yeah.
So you're gatekeeping chaos.
Did you listen to the episode?
I didn't get to listen to it fully.
Because
I haven't had a chance to.
Yeah.
I read, you know.
You read the bio? Did you even listen?
I read the bio and I listened to some of it. And okay. I didn't like how you spoke to yourself at the end of it. Because you were very mean, I thought.
But what parts did you listen to? Did you listen to just the end?
The beginning and the end. Liam, I haven't had time for myself yet, okay? I
well, why skip?
18 minutes. Because I just need to get a gist.
Okay, fair. Fair, fair. Kevin doesn't actually support me, really. In any of my endeavors.
To be honest.
Yeah, he doesn't. I listen to us every week. Anyway, yes, I have a chaos story.
Like with a capital C.
And probably a capital H.
Oh,
and AOS.
Jesus.
Yeah. Also, I am still struggling to spell chaos every week when I'm writing out that bio.
How do you spell it? Coas?
Yeah.
Oh.
I get my O and my A mixed up.
It happens.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was working away, working from home, and it was time to take my last 15-minute break. I got 2 50 minutes and an hour. So it was my last 15-minute break of the day. Took off my headset. And I was like, what's that noise? Sounds like water. Looked outside. No. It's no longer raining outside. And then I was like, is that coming from inside my apartment? And I was like looking at the tap and I was like looking around, kind of walked around, went towards like the kind of, it's kind of like this random closet, basically, in our living room that our water tank is in.
No.
So I opened the water tank and I can kind of like hear water and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And there's like a tiny bit dripping down, like from one of the pipes, I'd say, like very, very small. And I'm like, that's definitely not enough to be making the noise. You know, I was like, this is like too much. So I was like, maybe it's just like something inside the water is like running or whatever. And it's where we keep all our suitcases and all our Christmas stuff. And I was like, it must be fine. Kind of close the door. And I was like, yeah, let me just do like one more check. Opened it. And I was like, let me just like pick up one of the suitcases to see. Pool of water spilling out from the water tank. I literally was like, shit. So very quickly, while I like got on the phone to our landlady, while I was like trying to take out all the suitcases, rang her and I was like, there is water gushing from our water tank. And she was like, what? And I was like, how do I turn it off? And she was like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
So I was like panicking. She was like, okay. She was like, let me get like the maintenance guy out. He'll be there in like 10, 15 minutes. Let me figure it out. Blah, blah, blah. So I literally took everything out of there. Thankfully, most of the suitcases were on wheels. So only one of the boys got a little bit wet and our Christmas tree got a little bit wet. But other than that, like everything else was fine. So I like put a load of towels just like by where it was like this from this little pipe coming out underneath the water tank, which is like gushing water. And I Googled how to stop a water tank because I hadn't a clue.
Yeah.
So they're like, if it's electric, which I think ours is, turn off the power. Sure, did I know what one the power was for the thing? No. So I just turned off every power. I just turned off our whole power and managed to figure out how to turn it off. Anyway, got it to stop. And then your man came in, the maintenance guy. I then was like messaging my manager in work. He wasn't responding. I was like trying to ring him. Because like, I work from home and I don't know what I should do in these situations.
Yeah, like,
you know, like, he really did not care. He was like, I was like, what do I do about the hours I miss? He was like, just work later or come in earlier tomorrow. I was like, okay.
It's everything to you and nothing to them.
Literally nothing to him, like nothing. So your man came in anyway then because he was like, oh, don't turn back on the power just in case and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, what? But then kind of afterwards, he like rang the plumber and the plumber wasn't able to come out and he was like, okay, you're good to turn back on the power, just not the water tank power. So I was like, perfect. So he helped me get it on. So I actually only missed like half an hour in work at the end of it. So it wasn't too bad. And then the next day the plumber came, but sure, they were really noisy and I'm on calls all the time. So yeah. I had to come up to my bedroom, like move everything up here. I was sitting on the floor like this, trying to work. You should have seen. Oh, it was so funny. It was just mental. And then the plumber was finished while I was on a call with the customer. So I could hear him knocking and like shouting up at me, being like, hello, like come down, whatever. So then when I came down, they were gone. So I texted the landlady being like, oh, plumber left. Like, is everything okay? So yeah, we had no hot water just for a day. We all felt a little bit gross. Oh no, sorry, because we had water in our taps, right?
Right.
So I said to the boys, I was like, oh, there's just no hot water. It's just cold water. They're like, perfect. Look, we'll deal with the cold showers. We're like, yeah, exactly. So I was downstairs anyway, and one of them starts the shower and he's like, Niamh, there's no water at all coming out from the shower. So what, like there was no cold water or anything. Yeah. So they had
to have a
whole
shower.
I didn't do anything. Sure, I work from home. So I didn't need to shower really. Just felt a bit mank. But like Rian had gone for a run. Peter had gone to the gym. So oh, they're like, God. We need to wash ourselves in some way. So that's my chaos.
Spanning multiple days. Jesus, Neil.
Yeah.
I couldn't have coped. Yeah. No.
It's times like that where you're like, oh my God, being an adult is hard. Really hard. That's my chaos.
Capital CHOAS.
Yeah. OAS. Yep. Coas.
Coas.
And then I forgot to do this last week. Shall I read out my encouragement words?
Oh, read your encouragement.
I forgot about it last week.
I forgot about our little new, yeah.
Oh, it's a long one. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Often, our expectations of ourselves and of others are unrealistic and can lead to disappointment. Allow others to decide what is best for them. Accept others as they are. Remind yourself that you are doing the best you can as you journey through life.
Why is that so relevant to last week then?
So I was meant to read it last week, but I didn't.
There you have it.
There you go.
There you have it. That was a lovely one.
Oh, I'm very tired.
Do you know what? Nothing wipes you out like a day out.
I know. You'd be exhausted.
Go for a coffee and a walk about town. And literally, myself and Alex were on the bus. We're like, Jesus, I'm wrecked.
Yeah, you would be. It's the fresh air. It is the fresh air. It takes
it's
it out
the
yet.
Fresh air. But then if you need to like wake yourself up, go outside, get a bit of fresh air. Fresh air is usually the answer to most things. Like that day I was dying in work, go outside, get a bit of fresh air.
Yeah,
it'd be way better.
Fresh air is great though.
I actually forgot that day I was out on my lunch, right? Beautiful sunny day. So I was like, right, I'm going to sit outside the back for lunch.
Yeah.
And I was sat out with one of the other girls, but the one that hadn't gone out. And she watched me cut into my food. I was having a cinnamon bun and she went, oh no. And I was like, I'm not having lunch.
Oh.
I just had my Lucozade. I actually couldn't.
Lucozade sport. Yeah.
That's my cure. Yep.
That's the cure.
The cure, like.
The cure. I have one bottle left in the fridge that I brought back over.
Are you and saving I'm just, it for a rainy
day? It's there. I don't know when I will need it. But the time will come when I'll need to drink the Lucozade bottle. Yeah. So I have it there. And Peter's mom bought me over 3 tubes of the Ballymaloe relish.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Brought us over some snacks, loads of little chocolates.
Very nice.
Cream eggs.
Sorted. So
we're having a great time.
There are billboards in town, right, Niamh?
Okay.
Okay. And they're side by side.
Yeah.
And the first one is like, it's an ad like sort of promoting veganism, okay?
Okay.
And it's a woman chopping up a live lamb.
Jeez.
And it says, they trust us, we butcher them.
Right.
And the one directly next to it is a cream egg ad that says in huge letters right next to that statement, how do you eat yours?
Oh my God.
I saw it today.
That is so weird. I wonder, was that on purpose?
It had to have been.
Like,
surely someone saw that and went, oh, this will be good.
Yeah. Oh, that is so funny. Oh my God.
I loved it.
Your lighting's going weird there. I just saw Kevin's life flash before his eyes. Can I put that in as one of the clips for this week?
Absolutely.
Oh my
You
God.
absolutely can.
Oh, that's so funny. You all
He said,
right? You almost drown.
don't breathe and drink water at the same time, guys. It doesn't work, especially through a straw.
As he calls for more.
You know, when you're choking and someone's like, have a sip of water, and it's like, that's what I'm choking on.
know. I know.
My lighting going funny now.
Your lighting is going funny. That's what I was trying to tell you. Look, you're like, it's like you're half in the sun, half in the shade.
Yeah. Now I'm just in the shade.
Now you're just in the shade. I feel like
One
mine's weird as well
moment.
because it's kind of cloudy and then it's getting brighter and it's just all over the place. I have pins and needles
Oh.
because I'm sitting on the floor.
Is that better? Well, it's consistent.
It's consistent. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, I'm just all over the place.
That's
Oh.
okay. Welcome to the chaos. We are both all over the place today. Do, 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 do.
That's a really nice little jacket.
I did steal it from the Lego movie. I didn't come up with that melody
Oh,
myself.
we are all over the place, or just everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. I came up with the
Indeed.
lyrics, but not the melody.
So you just
Thank you
sampled it.
very
It's fine.
much.
Well
I
done.
sampled
Well
it.
done.
Yeah. If you want me to release it, let me
Well,
know.
it's been 15 minutes and we've talked about nothing.
That's okay. We had some three strong episodes there now, starting this year.
We
We're allowed to
did. And
have
then,
a random one. I can talk
yeah.
tech la, 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 la.
You could.
Yeah. I can talk about what I did to try get out of my rut.
How did you get out of
I
your
don't
rut?
feel fully out of it yet, because
Right.
it's early days.
But we're on the way.
But so I basically just opened up to my roommates. I always feel so funny calling them my roommates.
Because
Because
like
they're my best
they're your
friends,
friends
but
before they're your roommates,
they're my
like.
roommates, you know. So, it's just, you know what I mean, guys. You're my best friends. But I
And
just
they were
opened,
roommates.
and they were roommates. I opened up to them and just kind of, I just had a big old cry. And I was like,
Yeah.
this is how I'm feeling. And they basically have just been really good at keeping me accountable now the past kind of week. So, I've been to the gym 3 times,
Okay.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to try and make those my 3 days so that I have my
Right.
3 days that I know I need to go. And then all of this week, I've been hitting my 7,000 steps every
Okay,
day.
very good. Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
Yep. And like I came home from the gym on Thursday. Peter was like, did you hit your steps? And I was like, no, but I went to the gym. He was like, that wasn't it. He was like, it was going to the gym 3 times and hitting your 7,000
And
steps a
hitting
day.
your
And I
steps.
was like, oh, I don't really want to. And they were like, go, get out
Yeah.
and go. And I was like, fine. So I did, but I feel better for it.
Yeah.
I feel lighter within myself, and I'm also learning to just enjoy doing nothing when I can, and that it's okay to do that. Sitting on the couch doesn't mean that you're in a rut. You're just enjoying sitting on the couch and watching
Yeah.
Netflix, you know? But you have to be tough on yourself, unfortunately. And it's not easy, and it's not
No.
fun. It's not
That's why
fun
it's
trying to get
good
out of one of these moods.
that you have them to hold you accountable though. That like if you won't hold yourself to it, at least they can push you to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. Well done. Jesus. If they had told me, do your steps, I'd have been like, no, I'm going to bed.
That's what I was trying to be like. And they were like, come
Yeah.
on. And I was like, yeah, okay, fine. I know it'll make me better.
Because it's either you sit there with yourself and feel guilty because you didn't do it, or else you feel accomplished afterwards and go, do you know what? I did that. Look at me go.
Yeah. And it does make you feel better. It does. Exercise helps.
But funnily enough,
Funnily enough, what
it
they
always
say,
annoys me that
it does
that's
actually work.
true.
I know. But yeah, that, and honestly, that was like mainly it. Just getting out a bit more,
Yeah.
moving my body a bit more. Just at least moving around that like energy in your feelings to kind of make it kind of go away or like spread out throughout your body. That's not just in your chest, you know? And it's definitely been helping. So,
Very good. We're on the way, so brilliant. Energy.
footwork,
More energy.
fashion,
More energy.
footwork. So yeah, we didn't come with a topic to talk about at all.
Yeah, no.
No.
Look at the size of the thing on my fucking Next time
your
I ever
spot.
Knew.
She the pimple.
What the fuck? And I've been so good because I didn't know. Ooh.
I picked one of mine yesterday.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But have you heard of the danger zone when it comes to spots?
The danger zone?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's here. Right?
Okay.
And you shouldn't do anything with your spots there because of like where the nerves could be.
Oh, really?
You could like do more damage. I didn't know that. That's where a large amount of my spots
are. Yeah.
And I saw this girl on TikTok, traumatized. She started to get a little red spot there, right?
Mm-hmm. He's pointing
and then
to
she
his
was
nose.
Like, I'm pointing to my nose, my apologies. And then she was like, listen, I'm going to get rid of this. Popped it, right?
Yeah.
Looked on the mirror and there was a little black hair.
Yeah.
So she was like, that's weird. Don't know where that could have come from. Thought nothing of it. Happened again a couple of weeks later. She got a spot in the same place.
Yeah.
Popped it. And there was a black hair sticking out of it.
Yeah.
He was like, right, I need to find out what this is. So she like researched it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you pluck your nose hairs, right, they're like any other hairs and they can become ingrown. Only
growing up her nose.
It was growing out instead of like into her nostril. It was growing up and out.
Ah.
So she was like,
ow.
Don't pluck your nose hairs, only trim them.
Don't actually
yeah.
take
don't
it out of the root.
Pull
like
it out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good to know.
So I
but
saw
I don't,
that.
I don't even trim my nose hairs, but.
Me either. Is that disgusting or is
I
that?
I don't know. But they catch the dust, no?
Like they're there for a reason.
Like they don't come out of my nose. I don't think they're noticeable.
No. I do get like, the odd one.
But I think in general, men do a bit
yeah.
like you'd have hairier noses than
yeah.
women, really.
But like they filter shit, don't they?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
They catch things like.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I don't think you're gross, Kevin.
Thanks, Niamh. I don't think you're gross.
Thank you.
Everyone else make their own judgments.
Yeah. And don't tell us.
Keep it to yourself. But yeah, thought I'd leave that little tidbit with you.
Okay.
Don't go picking your spots and your stuff around your nose, because
interesting. But you know what? Nose spots are always way more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that means why so, because there must be more nerve endings
yeah,
or whatever.
Nerve endings or something, anyways.
Yeah. And I get them kind of bad on my nose because of my glasses.
Like in around here,
yeah.
up here.
And I feel like just
I
like
think
the
that's
grease
what
and
that
stuff.
One is from.
Glasses.
Because I've been wearing my glasses more frequently.
Maybe.
And I just don't think it's used to it.
Yeah.
I only woke up the other day and I had boom. I had one on the back of my head and then I had one on the back of my neck. And I was like, I haven't
geez.
Had it like this in so long. It was so, Aww. So.
Do you do any skincare?
Just my cleanser.
Do you actually though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's more than you used to.
It is.
Do you moisturize?
I don't remember, usually, no.
Do you use SPF?
It's because I don't give myself any time in the mornings before work.
Yeah.
I only give myself the amount of time that I need to get my breakfast eaten, myself showered, and my teeth brushed.
Yeah.
And then I'm like out the door.
I'm the same and I only work downstairs.
Listen,
you know.
It's just, I think one of the hardest things to overcome in life is being cozy.
Honestly, and me and Kevin are just made to be cozy.
We're built for coziness.
We are cozy personified.
I love being cozy.
We love being cozy. Anyway, we just got our 10-minute timer that we need to start wrapping this up. And honestly,
Hang
I think
on.
That one.
I just need to add something.
Go on.
Yesterday, at about 6 o'clock,
yeah,
I fell asleep.
Okay.
I woke up at the other end of my bed.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
know how I got there. I was lying flat on my back, legs hanging off the bed, my head down the tail end of my bed. Woke
Oh.
up and I was like, I don't know where I got here. I fell asleep watching a video of someone simulating a desert in a tank.
Okay.
That's how dedicated I am to being cozy. I woke up to a text from mom 20 minutes ago, would you like dinner?
Oh, I've gotten better for naps. I don't actually nap anymore. Because like, it's not worth it for the people around me. Because I wake up so cranky. after a nap. So anyway.
It's not for you, it's for them.
It's for the people around me.
Right. Ending segment.
Whoop whoop. What have you been listening to? What's going on?
Okay. From okay. now on, mm-hmm. we don't take my first impressions of anything, okay?
Okay.
Because I've had Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine album on repeat for the last 2 weeks.
Of course you have. I'm not one bit surprised, actually.
No.
I'm
no
not one,
one
bit surprised.
I said it to Alex and he was like, yeah, because that's how you feel about every album when you
first
listen to it.
You actually do. Yeah.
He was like, you did it with Midnight, you hated it. It's fucking brilliant. I was like, I know. It's a very good album.
I like, is it maybe called Boy Bye or something, or just Bye?
Bye.
It's like the second
yeah.
song.
That was the song when I listened to it the second time. I was like, I might have to give it another go. And
because,
I gave it a go.
Yeah,
very
so when
good.
You said you had listened to it, I went and listened to it. Okay, the first intro thing, a bit weird, whatever. And then Bye came on. And I was like, this is such a Kevin song.
It's such a Kevin song. And there's so many Kevin songs on it that I keep going back to it. I'm predictable. And that's the only thing I've been listening to.
Fair.
I haven't listened to anything new. Watched, myself and Alex are watching the Cars movies.
Oh.
Haven't watched them in ages.
I like Cars.
Cars is brilliant.
I reckon I've only seen the second one once, and I'd say I've never seen the third one.
I've never seen the third one either. We just watched the second one. Don't remember a thing that happened in that movie.
Yeah.
It's
no,
grand.
No, I can't really either.
Went to see Dune 2.
What do you think of it?
Very good.
Okay, okay.
Very, very good. Like, amazing good.
Interesting.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Nothing else, I don't think. Yep, go.
All right. So,
Wicked Little Letters. Had I seen that the last time?
With Mom?
Yeah.
I can't remember because you told me.
Well, I went to see Wicked Little Letters and that was very good also. No.
Okay.
Work away.
I'm almost finished One Day on Netflix.
Right.
Yep. Very, very good. And we finished Young Royals.
I'm only on episode 3 of it.
Okay.
I'm finding it so hard to get to it, to get through it this
it's
time
around.
It's
not a great season.
No.
It's
I just
not
feel
a
like
great season.
They were just doing it just to finish it. And I'm just kind of like, eh.
No, I thought they could have done a lot more with it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the behind the scenes thing at the very end is very good.
I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah, well worth a watch. And just anytime I watch something like that, I'm like, what I wouldn't give to be in the film,
I
TV
know.
Industry. But anyway, yeah, that's mainly the watching. And then listening to, I do have a new song fixation.
Okay.
And it's from Young Royals because it plays in the final episode, I think.
Right.
You have a listen to it and you're going to be like, what? Like, what? This again just continues to prove that Niamh listens to songs, not artists.
Not artists.
And you never know what kind of genre it might be. It's called Revolution by Elias and Apotech because it's the Apotech remix.
Right.
And it's a proper kind of rave song.
Oh my God.
But I just really like it. So that's been on repeat there now for me for the past day or two.
Right. Is Revolution the song that he's writing for him?
No. Oh, okay. I don't know. This doesn't sound like it though. No, I don't know. Now I'm confused, Kevin.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. It's
now I'm
okay.
All confused. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Also, I've been enjoying the song Bam Bam by Camila Cabello featuring Ed Sheeran. Just enjoying that. It's just a bit like funky.
Random.
And then, yeah, here we go. This is what I mean. And then Madison Beer came out with, or I don't know how new or not it is, but it's all over TikTok, Make You Mine. It's actually a bit of a belter.
It's a banger, isn't it?
It's actually a bit of a belter.
Just,
so
TikTok just pissed me off enough with it that I don't want to touch it.
And see, I normally don't when songs like that go off, but then I listen to it and I was like, wait, I actually kind of like
it
this
is
a lot.
Banger. Yeah. It's a banger, like.
Yeah.
Interesting
so, yeah.
Mix there. Yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's me. What do we expect? That's us all done. It was felt like one of those episodes where we blacked out.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you what happened.
Don't know what happened,
but
it happened.
It was definitely more lighthearted than last week's. And I think we just all needed that. Especially Niamh, anyway.
Niamh needed it anyway, no matter what.
We leave it there. That's everything.
Leave it there.
Right. Did you notice I put up a story yesterday?
I saw.
Anyone responded to it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I haven't gotten any notifications.
No, no one wants to let us know what they're doing for the weekend. That is so fine.
It's
not
fine.
Taking it personal at all.
Never.
Anyway,
thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you did,
if anyone actually does. No, we're getting on up to 2,000 downloads, Kevin.
Listen.
Yeah, because remember we had to like,
we didn't come
kinda...
here to fuck around. Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry, continue. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Because so we switched platforms that we distribute this on. So we went back to zero downloads. But now
we're already
are up at 1,961. So if you could give this one a download,
damn,
that would be fantastic. And we'd really appreciate it.
Please do.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah.
I know, that was really... Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Welcome to the Chaos.
That's freaky.
Yeah?
That's freaky.
You can download now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Okay.
I don't like it. Right. Okay. So
we're gonna go. Mia needs a coffee. Hope you have a fantastic week ahead, and you'll hear from us again next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.